let's suppose me and Kalila broke up and I disappeared. I quit comedy, whatever, right? And I got a sex change.
Yeah.
With all the parts, right?
Which parts? I just want to know everything.
My vag, everything. I turn my penis into a vag, the whole thing. I get breasts. Lose weight. I look different.
What's your name?
What?
What's your name?
Ta-tong-tong.
No, it's Bobby with an IE.
No, ta-tong-tong.
Oh, like Bobby.
Oh, yeah, Bobby.
British.
No, but I want to just say Valoria.
Oh, that's my niece's.
Yeah. So I'm Valoria.
That's so futuristic.
And we're at a bar, like we're at an Asian Excellence Awards or some sort of award show, right? I know, but right.
You never go to those.
I know.
Oh, but
Valoria does. I see you. Valoria does.
Yeah.
And I see you there.
Valoria.
And I hit on you. Would you know that it was me?
Okay. Look. Look.
Would you know?
Look, when some people transition, you can tell, right?
Right. But with me, maybe.
I feel like you'd look like Tila Tequila.
Right. I look like Tila Tequila.
But like more like water.
No. I said I would listen. Because the only reason why I would do it, would be just so that I could test to see if I could fuck you. Right.
Like you mean to trick me?
To trick you into thinking I'm somebody else. So I would like really buy into the role. Right? I would lose the weight. I would get a super tan.
I'll
get nice breasts.
The fact that you're at the Asian Excellence Awards, I wouldn't even think of you ever being there.
Right. So that's another one. Right. So I go,
you're going to need to get a liposuction like a lot.
Maybe just
wow.
That's fucking rude.
No. I have an idea. Oh, yeah. My God. We're going to do it the Kardashian way. We're going to harvest all your front fat and put it into your butt, like a Brazilian butt lift, like a BBL.
Right. Okay.
That's why they keep getting pregnant, because they harvest all that fat and they put it in their butt.
Right. But the hole, though, I would make it as tight as possible for you. Now, let me ask you something, okay?
I hope it's tight. right. Just to me.
Yeah. Everyone. Right. So let me ask you something. You think that I would be able to fool you?
I'm not trying to be mean.
Yeah.
I think you have a very distinct look that... No. I said I'm not trying to be mean.
You're being mean.
Did I say you guys should get a bunch of liposuction? I didn't say that. I did not.
No, I would lose the weight. My voice would change because I would take the estrogen.
Yeah, but he'd still like look at your short arms and...
No, I'll tell you why. Because
little baby legs.
Can I tell you why? Is because when I was at the...
I'm a feet guy. I hate admitting that because Cindy always calls me out for that. I am a feet guy. I do look at
But feet. At the Asian Excellence Awards, I'm wearing Uggs. All right, I'm wearing Uggs, right, and thick
fucking
wool socks.
You're wearing a fucking gown with Uggs?
Yeah. So I'm wearing a gown and I have these beautiful, bedazzled Uggs.
Okay.
Right? And it's an interesting, like, look. It's Eskimo chic, right? And like I hit on you, right?
And you would.
My voice is completely different, right? Would I fool you? And you're saying no.
Well, because you also have a very certain cadence with your voice.
Would the estrogen change my voice?
The pitch?
Yeah.
But you do have a very, if I hear like a hot chick going like, hi, the thing says that, the thing says that.
I'm Valoria. The thing is that, the thing is this.
I know it's you.
Yeah. Oh, you do?
Yeah.
So I'm Valoria and I'm just an up-and-coming comic actress.
Oh, cool.
And I really, you know, it's so a shame that Tiger Belly is no more. I was a really big fan of that show.
Yeah.
Are you just as funny?
No, I'll play it as not as funny.
Okay.
I'm a really big fan of the show.
Interesting.
Hey, I just wonder, I'm a virgin?
I'm a V.
I'm a V virgin.
Are you?
I am. I'm from Missouri.
That's not a... Missouri?
Well, I call it Missouri.
Cool.
It's Missouri and Lake Havasu, Missouri.
Is that mustache for a role?
No, I don't have a mustache, Badude. I'm fucking...
Badude.
If that's the giveaway, would you call me Badude?
Oh, Badude. And then you go, Bobby?
Bobby's like, Kalila, where are you?
All right.
Wait,
so
is she with you still?
No. I had broken... No. He's completely transitioned.
Jesus.
He's moved on to love.
So you don't think I could then?
Honestly, you do have some very distinct features, even with surgery.
Yeah.
You have a very specific face.
Oh my God, you're being so rude.
No. And then the feet. I know your feet.
I have Uggs. Because at the point to the point where you're fucking seeing my feet.
But that's also questionable. He's like, why is she wearing a Chanel dress with Uggs?
Fine. All right. I'm wearing. All right. Let me see. What if I focus all my attention on my feet?
You would get feet surgery.
What if he chopped off my feet, skinned it, and put it on his feet? Yeah. You know, I have pretty nice feet.
I did what Buffalo Bill did in Silence of the Lambs. I skinned my feet, right?
Yeah.
I made like a moccasin out of fucking human feet.
I'll be like, oh, cool, nice stitches around.
Yeah.
What happened?
Hey, Frankenfoot.
Hey, Frankenfoot.
All right, so you wouldn't.
Yeah, but I feel like you are really soft and learning.
I am, and I have to, and I, as time goes on, I had to live in the world of YouTube in terms of like doing show business one way and the YouTube coming along. You're welcome. Son of a bitches.
You're welcome so
you
much.
You in the chasms and the, you know what I mean?
Dude, I like
and
her.
And Tim, what's his name? Tim Gung Gung. What's his name?
Yeah, Tim Gung
Gung. Timothy
Delietto. Delietto, yeah, him.
He's going by Chantarong Su now.
Is that official change. A move because Delietto is in a probes?
I don't know. I think he just decided to mature.
Wait, what's his new name?
Delighetto is from the ghetto.
It's from Fresh.
Yeah, it's take on the Fresh Prince.
Because he loved that show.
Oh, but wow.
He decided just to go by his real last name.
It's like Chinaman going to Kid Walk. Yeah, I talk about Chinaman, right?
Well, what happened to Chinaman?
You know who Chinaman is?
No.
Is this a wrestler?
No, there was a comic named Chinaman. I've told you about Chinaman.
Mm-hmm. You told me about a comic named Chicken.
No, there's Chicken.
Yeah.
There's a lot of food out there. Okay, there's a lot of food. There's chicken. There's hamburger.
Yeah.
But then there was a guy named Mark. He's a comic from Texas. I think he's half Korean. And he's the comic that taught Pablo Francisco how to do impressions. Mm. He was very talented. Mm-hmm. And by being in Texas, he's like, this is during the early 90s.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I need to change my, you know what I mean? I need a hook.
Mm-hmm.
So his name is Mark Britton.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of going by that, he changed his name to Chinaman. So he performed as Chinaman. Do you know this?
Mm-mm.
And he would sell out every show in Texas.
What was his like comedy and bits? Was it
he would put eyeliner on a little bit. And then we're like, you know, I mean, those Chinese, you know, Chinese things. Yeah. But then he would like do hip hop stuff and yo, what's up? You know what I mean? Do the whole fucking thing and sing and the whole thing. And he used to sell out, you know what I mean? Places. And I was around in the late 90s. I had done shows with him, Mark.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember like him coming up to me and he goes, hey, man, I can't get anything going in my career. And I go, oh, yeah, because your name is Chinaman.
What's the big deal, Bobby?
Yeah, it's your fucking name, stage name, is Chinaman. So then over the years, he goes, you're right. So he changes. Guess what he changed it to?
What?
Black
kid,
man?
Kid Walk.
Okay.
No.
Yeah. He's like now
play
Kid Walk.
Kid Rock?
What?
A play Kid Rock?
I don't know. So he's still a comic.
Mm-hmm.
Very talented. Very funny. And he still in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's married to a white chick, right? And he goes by his Kid Walk.
Wow.
Yeah. So
interesting.
What do you mean?
Kid Walk.
Yeah. But check his comedy out. He's really talented.
Yeah, I believe you.
Mark Britton, yeah.
Wait, is that his right real name?
Yeah. Mark Britton goes stage name the Chinaman, and there's also
I told you.
It's the Chinaman.
Oh fuck, my bad.
And then Kid Walk.
Yeah, he's now Kid Walk. It's funny how, you know, you go on the road and, you know, you can go to like Caroline's in New York or any of the clubs in L.A. And, you know, you see the headshots and you go, I know that person, mm-hmm. right? But when you go out on the road and you play these clubs and you see the headshots,
mm-hmm.
you've never heard of any of these people.
Yeah.
And it's fun to see like what they tried to do,
mm-hmm.
right? The parakeet, you know what I mean? Conundrum. You know what I mean?
What?
No, just like that would be somebody's name. The parakeet conundrum. And they'd be on stage, you know what I mean? Headshot with, you know what I mean? Feathers,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
And just like, you know, the nothing man.
Yeah.
Right? And a garbage pail, like a little garbage pail over the face, right? And they have a tuxedo. And they're doing this on the, you know what I mean? And like they did everything in the book. And a lot of these people still do it in the Midwest.
Mm-hmm.
There's all these like little side rooms and like little, you know, comedy clubs that generally like, that's why Paulie taught me, because there was a time before I did Tiger Belly
yeah.
where I couldn't sell tickets as much. right? Because I would only play big cities. And Pauly was like, dude, you're doing it the wrong way. You got to do it my way. And what he does is he goes to cities that all these mainstream comics refuse to go to.
Yep.
Yeah, he talked about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's like, it's very interesting to me. But there's millions of acts out there that will never be privy to. And the Chinaman, is just one of them.
Thank you.
You know? What hook would you have if you were in the Midwest, you're trying to make a name, Gilbert?
Kind of like Valoria.
You would do, that's your name?
I like that.
On stage?
I don't know what.
What's your hook, though?
Valoria is a Pixie song.
Oh.
That's why my niece is named after that song. Because her dad is a big fan of Pixies.
I like bandanas. So I'd always have bandanas wrapped around all my joints.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There was this one comic named Betsy Sawkind.
Yeah.
And she would go up on stage and they would she'd be introduced herself as the first deaf comic.
Deaf?
Yeah.
But she's not deaf.
So she would, and her whole 30-40 minute act, she would just be a deaf comic.
Yeah.
And people would laugh because, and at the end of the show, she'd be like, I'm just kidding, guys, I'm not deaf.
Oh my God.
What was the reaction back then?
People would laugh.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm not deaf, guys. Anyway, good night. And people would be like, people would clap like, oh my God.
Like, yeah?
Yeah.
Is this crazy. Okay?
Yeah. Oh no.
I would love to do that.
That's crazy.
Do a blind guy, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then just, or what's another one? Maybe come up with some sort of disability.
No, babe. What the fuck?
He's thinking about his special.
I'll roll in with like I have no legs.
Oh, like babe. Captain Dan.
Yeah, like Captain Dan. Yeah, I'd come in with Captain Dan, roll in like this.
Oh my God, it's 2020.
I know. And maybe just like I was in a fire.
Just throw on blackface.
No. I was in a fire, like, right?
Lieutenant Dan with blackface.
I was in a fire. And then at the end, right, I would take the thing off and I would stand up and go, ta-da, and then good night.
And then people boo you?
You think they would? Or do you think
they would throw Molotov cocktails at you.
They would?
Yes, yeah. They would.
Oh.
It could be mixed, depending on what part
where you are. Yes. Yeah, what part of the country you are. If it was a Trump rally, it'd kill.
You think so?
Yeah.
We love Lieutenant Dan. Love that movie.
But I would be called Lieutenant Wang.
Okay, there we go. Yeah, now we're getting
Lieutenant
somewhere.
Wang, right? Lieutenant Wang, right?
What could be a possibly safe version of that is you came out in a wheelchair, but you just put green screen on your legs. So people know that you're not really.
No. The whole trick, though, is to fool the audience. Wow. Yeah.
The artist.
Yeah.
These are just ideas that I have in my little mind.
Sometimes they won't be executed.
You know, it really does hurt me, though, when people say that I'm dumb. On Twitter, people say that.
What is the one constant insult you've heard your entire life? Joking or
that I'm dumb.
So that's why.
That's one?
Yeah, Shafir used to do it all the time. That you're dumb, you never read a book. Mm. And just tease me. And it's just like.
Sounds like trauma.
You think it is?
Yeah, of course.
And it used to feed into something. And I'm like, maybe I am dumb. But I don't think that I am.
I think that you have a different kind of intelligence than me.
I love when people say that.
No, but that's true, right? Like traditional classroom intelligence is not a gauge for so like it doesn't speak to so many other kinds of intelligence.
Well, when I was in junior high, not junior high, when I was in community college, junior high, community college, right?
College.
Yeah, you get it. And you know, I only did a semester, but the first semester, the only good grades I got was in philosophy because I was so depressed, right, that I would just kind of dive into like philosophical ideas, you know what I mean, and you know, just existentialism or whatever and whatnot. And I used to like, you know, if my interest is in something, right, I'm full
in it,
you know what I mean. But if I'm not interested in something, it just it kind of enters my brain and leaves, you know?
Yeah.
I don't absorb things.
I think that you
like Star Trek Next Generation, I'll absorb every information.
Into it, yeah.
Yeah, Star Wars, absorb every information,
That's
know?
How you can tell what he truly cares about or have interest, because he has like a really good retention for certain details and like really specific things, like even people's names. But then for other things, absolutely, like his brain is wiped clean off of that information. Like he doesn't retain any of it at all.
I can't retain it.
So it hurts me when I have to tell him like my life story for the eighth time.
Yeah.
Kalala, you're different. I feel like you almost retain a little bit of everything.
Yeah, that's right? So that's a little bit, yeah. Like I'm kind of an absorbitron where it's like I don't need to be actively listening for me to for it to be downloaded into my hard drive. Like somehow, like if I happen to see it, it'll be tucked somewhere and I can retrieve it when I need to. But that's not a good thing. It's not, because you in life, in order to be somebody who can, you know, like have things roll off your shoulder, you need to have the memory of a goldfish.
I forget.
Like I don't forget pains and aches, like things that hurt me, people who have hurt me. Like these things like are very fresh in my mind. Like I want to be like my stepdad Roger. He has like a seven second memory. Like you could get into like a cuss match with him, and then 7 seconds later he'd be like, "Do you want some coffee, sweetie?" Like he just has no memory. No, he doesn't. Oh. He's just always been that way. Like he doesn't have a very, he doesn't retain a lot.
Yeah, like I'll memorize how many fish Jean-Luc Picard has in the tank behind him.
Crazy,
right? In an episode, I go, "Oh yeah, that's two in this episode." Right, like I'll memorize little things on people in the background of movies and TV shows, right? But then there's certain things that just like I don't know, especially like when it comes to science or something like that, I just don't get it. Yeah, or mathematics.
Mathematics. How far did you ever take math in college?
Nah.
What's the Palomino?
No, I don't even understand it. What I do, the only way I can do it is like Stardew Valley. So this is how I count. So what I'll do is on my farm, you get these pigs, and the pigs they release truffles, right? Uh-huh. And sporadic. You don't know. You know what I mean? So what I'll do is I won't count the truffles that they've. This is so dumb.
No, this is good. Yeah, yeah. You're not dumb. You're not dumb, Bobby.
I won't count how many I pick up, right? And I also won't count how many I have in the chest in one of my sheds, right? So what I'll do is I'll just pick them all up, pick up all ones in the in the chest, and then to put them in the truffle maker machine, right? I have 30 truffle maker machines.
You have 30. Yeah, that's a bit much.
So I will.
You have to work to get these, to get the truffle maker machine.
Yeah, you have to make them, and each one is very difficult to make. You got to get slime, right?
Classic.
Yep. And it's either you have to farm them in mines, or you have to build a slime farm, which I'm not gonna do. I don't have enough fucking room on my fucking farm for a slime farm. So you know what space you have to take up for that?
I don't know too much about slime, babe, but I trust you.
Right. You need, and then here's the proponent that this is very difficult to get. Not just wood, you have to get hardwood. Okay? And hardwood, you can only get that shit two ways. Three ways. Hardwood, you can only get it from the secret forest. That's the main way, right? Which is far away.
Yeah.
You have to usually run there. It takes all day.
No fast travel?
Later in the game, you can create these spheres or these podiums where you can fast travel to places.
You sound like an engineer to me. That's all.
Fuck you, all right?
Hang on. Does this slime naturally occur, or are there like hagfish that in the water that produce this slime that you then harvest?
The slime is from the slime creatures.
Hagfish?
Like hagfish, yeah, but they're in, they're like little balls and they have little faces.
Yeah, yeah. Hagfish. Wait, hold on. Hagfish look like they're fish, but they're like little eels, actually.
No, these are balls. Baby,
I don't like those.
Well, it's fine. It's the way the fucking
game.
Nice
to the maker.
Yeah,
I don't like.
They're like little blobby balls, really, right? And they attack. You've played it? Oh yeah, you know. Yeah. So, you know about it then?
Yep.
Right. So they're cute, right?
Yeah.
But when they get angry, sometimes they change color and they vibrate a little bit different. And then there's slimes with little yellow tentacles. They're rare.
Yeah.
And they're black. And if you kill one of those, you'll get like shoes. Or like some sort of like a weapon.
Okay.
Wow, that'd be nice if we could hunt, and then when you kill an animal, it's not just the meat, but you get
items. A golden goose.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. I mean, the new slides. You know what I mean? The spring edition. That'd be nice. Or Montclair jacket. Mm-hmm. That's nice.
Thanks, Hyena.
Yeah. So how far did you get? Did you ever get to the desert?
Yeah, I think that's as far as I got. The desert that's up northwest.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. For exactly, so the desert has the best mine there, right? And it's there's also these all kinds of little creatures in there, but they're hard to make. So anyway, that's how I can
enjoy the rest of the show.
I started in terms playing of Among like, Us.
Which one?
What's Among that? Us.
Oh, have you played? You've played it?
I've played it. I play it.
Are you? Wait, I want to play with you.
I'm.
What's? What is it?
Among Us is.
We should all do it.
What is it?
Explain, Gilb.
Basically, we're all in a spaceship. We're all crew members, and two of us are imposters.
Well, one.
Or two. Depending on how many people you play with. We all have to do tasks, but there's always two people sabotaging and killing people through each round. And then there's no communicating whatsoever until you go to a meeting room. And then you have to try to like pin it on someone else.
So basically, let's say I'm one of the crewmates, right? And then I come across a dead body. Immediately, I'm going to call for an emergency meeting. Mm-hmm. And in that emergency meeting, we vote for who we think the imposter is. Is it green? Is it yellow? Is it because we're all different colors?
Could I go, I did it?
No.
You could.
You could, but yeah.
Because I did do it.
No, but the point is to win the game is to figure out to kick out and vote for the imposter.
Yeah, but can I be like, I'm the guy?
Here, it's a lot of shadow play. That's all.
It's going to be like, oh, I saw yellow come out of electrical.
You could be like, I wasn't in electrical. Yeah, I wasn't in electrical.
Yeah.
But can you lie and say I was in electrical?
You can do whatever you want.
Okay, I was in electrical, even if I was. I did kill the guy, even if I didn't. Can I do that?
I'll do this thing where I go based on hunches. Just based on the, I just go on like in my head. I have a fucking algorithm. Like stir I think the it's pot. This one this time.
Now, is it real human figures that you look and you're walking around, or are they little blobs? I mean,
they're
what are they?
Blobs. They're little, like Pac-Man creatures.
Oh, they're little Pac-Man creatures. You play it?
No.
Oh.
Like that.
Oh, they look like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You
go around a spacecraft.
Yeah.
And it's called Among Us.
And then in the beginning, you're either they designate you. You're either a crewmate or you're an imposter. And then...
Do you get excited when you're an imposter?
Yeah.
That's the most fun.
That's the most fun is if you're an imposter. Because you try to get away and not get voted out. And you try to be sneaky about
how
you
cheat?
Kill.
Is there any way to cheat?
No, but you just don't want to kill you don't want to kill anyone... In front of someone else. In a visible area.
So you can in the meeting room, you'll be like, hey, blah, blah, blah. Kalala, follow me. We'll stay together so people know that we're good. And then I'll kill her privately. And be like, I don't know, she ran off.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
But in the meantime, we have different tasks we have to perform. Like, you have to go into, you have to go into electrical and do this. So you still have to perform those tasks and not get killed by the imposter.
I'm curious. I feel like a lot of people would go for you, though.
So can I play it on my iPad?
We all can play it
on it on my phone.
On our phone or iPad.
And can I play with you guys?
Yeah.
You have to play it with people.
So people that you know.
But you can jump into any game.
I can.
Existing
game. Does it cost money?
No.
It's free.
It is.
Yeah.
I want to play it then. Among Us.
Mm-hmm.
You know it's popular when politicians are playing it.
Oh, yeah.
Well, politicians are playing it?
Yeah.
Who? Nancy Pelosi?
AOC.
Yeah.
AOC is playing it?
Pelosi, Biden, all the old folks.
Oh, wow. Exciting. Very exciting.
All the arthritic fingers.
All the people that don't know what's happening.
No, are you going to play Cyberpunk 77?
Only if I get a PS5.
You can't play it on this?
I think you can, but I want to experience it for, the way it was supposed to be intended.
It was intended on the PS5?
I think so, yeah.
So I can't download it on this?
You probably can. Just lower quality.
You can.
Oh, because I want to play it tomorrow.
You probably can.
I've been waiting 14 years for it.
14?
Yeah.
That was the last Cyberpunk?
No, they've never made one before.
I love how I
No, but it's an exaggeration. It's not 14 fucking years, no, but they've been like, you know what I mean, saying that it was going to be released last year and this and that. It's been like...
Keanu Reeves.
Keanu Reeves is in it. I love him.
I love like my new thing where it's like I really do a good job pretending to care.
What do you mean?
That's true. That's like something I'm working on.
You don't care about Cyberpunk?
But how have I been every time you've been telling me about your victories?
But I understand. But when you're doing it, though, I understand what you're doing. And I appreciate it, the effort. So when I talk to her, she'll go like, I'll be done with Warzone. And she'll say something ridiculous like, how'd you do, babe? Right? Which I know she doesn't give a fuck.
That's friendly.
It is friendly, but it gives me the opportunity to at least say to somebody, you know what I mean, about the excitement of winning.
Because I know it matters to you, and I also genuinely want to gauge your mood. If it's like, we won, then I know it's like, oh, we're going to cuddle and watch movies all night.
Yeah, and also what drives her crazy the worst is showing her the win.
I hate it.
I love.
And I had to sit there for like 22 minutes just like
from beginning to end.
Steve, Dylan, and him like scream, and it's...
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I don't...
Oh my God, there was this one game. Yes. I'll tell
and
you.
And it's like, all I hear is Steve, time Bob, to practice, you're a hero, Bob.
I love it. It's a bit much, but so Steve's calling you a Bob. Hero.
I know. No, my brother will make me cry.
I believe you.
My brother will go like, Bob, I just want to say that I've never been more proud of you. And I just think that, like, you know, you've improved and you're like a real warrior. And it just, and in my mind, I'm like, okay, Bob, he's 19. He's 20 years old.
Yeah.
Right? When I know that he's, you know, what is he now? 47?
Wow.
He's 47 years old. 46 years old.
But you still saw in your mind he's 19 or
no, 20. In my mind, I go, he's 19, he's 20. You know what I mean? But he gets really emotional. He gets me all emotional about it, you know?
That's cool.
It's our way to fucking bond. Why not? You know?
Why not?
Yeah. But so Cyberpunk, she feigns, you know.
Look at me. Excitement. Why not?
Why not? Yeah.
Here's an opportunity, though. She said she does play a game called Among Us, so.
And you know what? I will play it, and I would like to engage and play with her. There was this other game that we were playing, like that, Finding the... Remember that one game?
Oh, puzzles. But those aren't like actual. Those are like puzzle games.
Yeah, I like playing puzzle games.
But Juliana is playing Valorant, is it?
Valorant.
Oh, wrong emphasis. Valorant, is that how you say it?
My dad says it all the time.
But well, he says Valorant?
Wrong emphasis.
And the wrong syllable.
But can I just say this, though, is look at a show like Queen's Gambit. Mm-hmm. And we've, what, two episodes in? I love the show,
I've watched
the
whole thing.
She's seen the whole thing. Have you seen it?
No. Or I started it and I was a little bored at the first episode, so.
Oh, my God. People like you.
People like you.
I like Anna Taylor Joy.
Did you see it?
No, I haven't seen it yet.
It's so good. So good.
But what I realized is that that you wouldn't have as many chess players back then if there was an Xbox. Right? It's like chess was like a thing because of the fact that there weren't a lot of like really like high level like intelligent strategic games out there that two people can play on you know on the fly, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like I know that if I lived in that era in the 90s, if I was white, you know, and I was living in the 40s, but I had the same personality as I do now, that I would be like a huge like chess guy. I would be reading the books and like figuring out openings and strategies and you know.
I also understand now why I completely stay away from video game play. It's because, like, again, it's another arena of competition that I don't want to put myself in because I don't have a good response to competition.
I'd really have
like I have the worst response to it. Like, my body physically wants to like fight.
Would you consider yourself a sore loser, though? No.
No.
No. Yeah.
But it's not that I would ever outwardly be a sore loser, but inside I'm a sore loser. Hmm. Like it emotionally crushes me. I don't know how to handle competitive loss with myself. But outwardly I'd be like, congratulations, that was really good, really proud of you. And I'm like dying on the inside.
Mm. Yeah. I hate losing as well.
Oh my God, when we play Chicken Shot and he loses?
Oh, I go crazy. I'm a poor loser and I'm an awful winner.
Oh, the worst winner.
Yeah, worst combination.
Oh, I'll like, you know, if I win a game in anything, I'll do definitely a dance. Yeah. And I'll go right to your face and I'll do some sort of dance, a glow dance and go, what's up, loser? You know what I mean? You feeling down on yourself? Mm-hmm. You're the king. You know, whatever. I'll just rub it right in your face, right? Yeah. But what I love about chess by watching Queen's Gambit is it's one of those games where in my mind, I'm like, it's almost impossible to cheat in chess, right? Unless you walk away from the board, you go to another room and you consult with other people or whatever, or you have some sort of computer in another room or whatever. But if you're playing one-on-one with somebody, you're playing just a straight game with some...
A time, too?
Or even not time, you know what I mean? It's almost impossible to cheat. That's why, you know, I don't want to give anything away, you know what I mean, when it comes to, like, the show Queen's Gambit, but I'll just give the first episode away.
Okay.
If that's all right.
Yeah.
It's when this young girl, right, beats...
Beth.
What?
Beth. Harmon.
Beth. She beats, you know, 10 high schoolers, and she's, like, 11 or whatever, right? Yeah. And she's playing 10 high school male boys at the same time. When they all lose, they can't say anything. They can't go, well, you cheated or whatever. They have to, like, literally go, oh, fuck.
Resign.
That's next level shit.
Yeah.
Right? It's one of those sports where, or game, not sports, but games, that like you have to give it up. You know what I mean? When the person destroys you.
Yeah.
You know?
There's no performance enhancement drug.
Right. I mean, it's not like also poker, there could be some cheating going on.
Yeah.
Card counting or somebody looking out, you know what I mean, for you and giving you signs or whatever, right? You can't do that with chess. That's what I like about it. But
like the Astros did to the Dodgers.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit. But we won. Not we.
No, we didn't win that year.
I know, but this weird year we won. I'm a fair weather. I'm really a fair weather fan when it comes to that, though.
Yeah, he really is.
I saw the last games. What do you call them? The World Series? I saw them.
That's what they're called.
Have you guys seen the movie Run yet? With Sarah Paulson?
Mm-mm.
You guys will like that. Same director from Searching, Anish Chakante.
Oh, nice.
And it's a movie or...
It's a movie. It's a movie based on some of those cases about those parents that would keep their kids sick.
Oh, like Munchausen by proxy?
That one.
Yeah. And so Run, can I watch it now on iTunes?
Yeah, on Hulu. I think
on Hulu?
Exclusive deal, yeah.
Oh, maybe I'll watch it. I'll watch that movie. I enjoy a movie. I enjoy... And we also saw another one.
What's another one you saw?
A TV show, and it was called Undoing. But I just the show in itself, right, is pretty good, man. I really liked it. I like crime stuff, man.
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah.
I love Broadchurch. Do you watch Broadchurch anymore?
You bring it up all the fucking time, Broadchurch.
No, I don't.
Yeah, the other day you're like, you didn't see Broadchurch.
Well, no, there's like a lot of and I always stuff you know, and it's so funny watch.
When you say Broadchurch. I always thought that you meant Broad City.
I was thinking the same thing.
No, Broad Church.
I know, but when you said Broad Church over the years, or you just watched Broad Church, in my head, when you say that, I always confuse the two, and I'm like, I don't want to watch that Comedy Central, you know what I mean, show.
You right? never, also, by the way, Broad City is amazing, fantastic. But you never even watched The Night Of with Riz Ahmed.
Oh, so good.
So good.
Well, I saw, there's different seasons of it, right?
No.
No. You're thinking of True Detective, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm thinking of True Detective. Mm-hmm. So it's The Night Of, is it good?
So good.
John Turturro. I can't say his name.
John Turturro.
Turturro.
Great actor. I love that guy. My favorite movie he was in was the old early Coen Brothers movies. And he was in a movie called Miller's Crossing. You ever see that?
I
haven't seen that one.
John Turturro. You haven't seen that one?
I've seen it.
Is so fucking good in that movie.
Tonight.
And then here's another movie that he was good, that you won't like, I don't think, Gilbert, is another Coen Brothers movie, which is Barton Fink.
I saw Barton Fink.
You see it?
Long time ago.
Yeah, yeah. A little confusing, a little dark and weird. Yeah. Very good. And then Turturro was in a Transformers movie.
Oh, yes. He was also... With T.J. Miller.
He was also in the Transformers.
Wasn't he that one with Johnny Depp, too? Like Open Window or something?
I don't know. Wait.
Wait, can you look that up? I remember watching it. It was really good. Johnny Depp's a writer. See, oh, God, I don't even remember. Maybe I'm mixing two movies up.
And he watched Chuck.
Oh, here's another thing that John Turturro was great at. Do the Right Thing.
Yes, Clyla.
Do you ever see Do the Right Thing?
Yeah.
One of my favorites.
Mm-hmm. What a good. You're right, Clyla.
What is it?
It's Secret Window.
They're
both in it, yeah.
With Johnny Depp?
Psychological horror.
Yes.
Yeah, psychological horror.
Dude.
I love it.
What else has been up? What's new with you, George?
Well, I think I'm turning into Bobby Lee since I've gotten into Warzone.
Have you really? Did you only do it just to kind of like be a people pleaser and like please him?
No, he likes
it. No, I got into it for the camaraderie, you know? I play with Bryce since we don't see each other every day and his friend Larry back home.
Are you any good?
I've gotten a lot better. There's
I'm
one
sure.
Play, there's my one of the earliest times playing is on our Patreon, and I've gotten so much better. I'm so embarrassed looking at that.
Yeah, no. Let me ask you something. Have you won with Bryce and your friend?
Oh, all the time. I've got like 17 wins.
Whoa!
That's way more than you, babe.
That's not true at all.
No,
Bobby does have like 70 something.
I got four last week in every night.
Yeah, but you said that you only ever get it like once every 2 weeks.
Let's be honest.
Yeah, I play for a lot.
I feel like your wins now are truthful wins.
And you're being so rude right now.
I just want to be honest.
I know. You're pointing your fucking finger at it. You're being so fucking rude right now.
It's different.
Call him out, Gil.
Right?
No. It's different.
Yeah. Yeah.
Call him out.
Before, I played with really good guys like my friend Josh from and Ramey and those guys.
Shout out to Josh.
And you still play with Josh?
No, I haven't heard from him in a long
time. I know. So I love that kid. But, you know, and they would carry me to win, right? But now my wins, all right, I know it's Warzone talk. She hates it. But,
loves it.
But now my wins are... I'm number one, still standing. Mm-hmm. right? Number two, I'm you know, one of the guys that are getting the kills to finish off the game. A couple of games, I'm the last guy on standing almost, right? It feels great.
You're the lead. Kind of. You and Dylan.
Really, I'm starting to think wins aren't that special or hard to do.
You're being nasty. And you're being. So what else? So you've been getting better. So how come you haven't played with me, really?
Because you never added me, if you remember.
I still haven't added him as a friend.
Oh, really?
No. Yep.
How did we do that?
I don't know. I requested it. I sent you my thing with the special numbers at the end.
The special numbers.
Yeah. Now, do you play every night?
He plays a lot.
Quite a bit, yeah. And I've noticed, like, my wife will be like, oh, you're playing Warzone again? And I'll be like, baby, I'm still earning money. I'm as successful as I've ever been in my life. I'm doing great. And then I'm like, I hear myself talking. And I'm like, this is Bobby Lee talk. I can really.
Yeah, it's the same. It's like the same thing.
You know,
it's
before I was like,
justification.
I understood Kalilah, and now I'm like understanding Bobby. I'm like, on the other side of it. I'm like,
I love it.
Dude,
justification.
Narcissismus.
Yeah. I'm not even allowed to. I'm like, oh, you're playing a game? You're playing games? I'm like, all right, I'll stop playing games.
Yeah.
Guild.
You gotta fight for your right, dude.
Yes.
No, you
Guild.
Gotta fight for your right to play, dude.
Well, then you gotta fight for your right to this pussy.
Is there?
I do. I fucking do.
How?
I'm doing more and more.
I have
things.
A question.
What?
I have a question for us. The fact that his wife, my girlfriend, your girlfriend, they all share the same feeling towards it. Are we delusional?
It's just that you want to prioritize pleasures. It's just that, guys, and that's fine. But how long you prioritize it for is you know, really what determines whether you have a good relationship with gameplay or a bad relationship with gameplay.
Yeah.
If it takes up 18 hours of your day and you no longer, you know, want to work for this pussy.
Look how flexible that is. Yeah. That is so flexible.
Then that's a problem.
Beautiful pussy. Beautiful pussy.
Very
beautiful pussy. Yeah, yeah.
Wiki puss.
Yeah.
Well, the problem is the boys are on now, you know. The boys are on now, and if I don't get them now, then I won't get to play today, you know.
There's that pressure of it too, right? It's like, you know, I know that my brother only plays between 10:30, 11, and 1 in the morning, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, I don't want to play. I used to play with randos. You know what I mean? That's how I know guys like Raimi in this, right? But I realized that it's just not as fun as playing with my brother, you know? Mm-hmm. And I'm sure you get the same feeling with Bryce, you know what I mean? There's a different kind of like, when you're down, right? Because in Warzone, when somebody shoots you, they don't kill, just listen to me.
I don't think she likes you touching her knee.
I know. It's close to her pussy though, her beautiful pussy. So,
talk to her. Yeah, talk right into it. No, like explain yourself.
Talk to her, yeah.
So, hey, pussy. Yeah, pussy. So what I'm saying is, no, put it down, babe, all right?
This is a family show.
This is a family show. So, so when you're playing with another guy, a rando, right?
Yeah.
And so, just listen to me,
do you need me to listen again?
You almost called her Gilbert.
I know. Now, listen to me, Kalilah, all right? When you shoot somebody, you don't kill them right away. They get downed, right? So it's not like, you know, when you're shooting somebody and they fall down first and they get downed, and but if somebody keeps shooting that person, then they get killed, right?
Get the kill, yeah.
But there's a moment where your friend or whoever's on your team, right, can revive you,
mm-hmm.
right? And what I've noticed is that if I'm with playing with random people, and I get down, and I go, guys, I'm down. Someone revive me.
They don't pick up.
They don't pick up as fast, or they're nowhere to be found, right? What I notice is no matter what is happening on the board, even if my brother knows that he's going to die by reviving me, he's there. He's there reviving me. Do you feel the same way with Bryce?
Bryce doesn't.
No, he's like, are you safe? Are you in a safe place? Are you behind something?
But that's how white people and their families are like.
Show love.
That's how they show love.
Are you safe?
That's how white people and you guys, but with Koreans, dude, and Asians, no matter what the fuck is happening, right, we will revive each other.
Mm, they'll feed you even when you're not hungry.
True.
Yep. And let that be a lesson to you, my friend.
Mm-hmm. You whitey.
So you're getting good.
I'm getting okay now. Respectable, at least.
How are your other podcasts?
All good. No, Bryce has taken over most things, so we're kind of separated.
So you're only doing the big ones.
No, I'm only doing this
He's
one.
The
bad
CEO.
Friends. So
He's
I'm
the CEO.
Yeah, the two big ones.
No, we're separate.
Okay, you have safety. Bigger you have bigger podcasts than Tiger Belly and Bad Friends.
I'm just
Let me ask you something. What are your two top podcasts that you produce?
I've got a couple podcasts. Bad Friends and Tiger Belly are the ones that I'm on.
Which ones are the top ones? I'm asking you a direct question.
All he said is that Tiger Belly and Bad Friends are the ones that he's on.
Yeah, yeah. Which one are the top ones?
Top money making.
Okay, those are the biggest. They're like,
are they really?
They're fucking huge, man.
Thank you so much. That's all I wanted to hear, man.
Yeah.
You know?
Tiger validation.
But let's just go biggest in the world. Let's go some of the biggest in the world, not just biggest that I'm on.
Hey, what's the most fun to be on? Tiger Belly or Bad Friends?
Oh, Tiger Belly right now. And ask me in, ask me in 2 days. I am a people pleaser, and I will tell you, I'm a yes man.
It's funny because people now, you know, Tony, people are moving to Texas.
Austin.
And I'm kind of excited about it. I'm excited that people are moving. Mm-hmm.
Chavez Ravine for life.
You know, I want to stay here.
But it makes sense for people that aren't from LA, right? If they came to LA for a dream or whatever and certain things have changed around, it makes sense that they're jumping to another state. But if you're from here and you're an Angeleno, that shit lives in your blood. I don't care if we get burnt to a crisp by fucking forest fires.
Well, I'm from San Diego. I guess I am. Is that LA?
No.
Well, then I'm not an Angeleno then.
Kalila is for sure.
But you're, you know, California. Like, at
yeah,
least
I'm a California,
for me,
yeah.
You know, this was the first place I landed from the Philippines. Mm-hmm. And I always thought that, oh, I could live anywhere. I could live. But as I'm getting older, I'm like, holy shit, man. Like, LA is dope. I love it here. I don't care what anyone says. The perception is that like Hollywood is LA, and it's not.
It's not.
The kids that I grew up with, the people that I know, the friendships that I've made, it has nothing to do with the elites of Hollywood.
Yeah, I love when kids come here and they have this dream or this idea about Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. And it's usually, you know, the perception is based on what they've seen through the media or television and film and whatnot, right? But then they drive by, like, you know, Western and Santa Monica, right? Mm-hmm. And they go, what the fuck? This is not, you know, that's LA to me.
Me too, and I love it.
Yeah, I love it too.
I love the grime of LA.
I love the grime of it.
On my weekends, pre-COVID, I'd go to Los Callejones. I'd eat there Saturday morning.
And I've also I want to say I love all the cities I've ever been to. I really do, and there's little bits of it. Like, you know, I like the rain in Portland, you know. I like just the trees in Austin for some reason. I just kind of like that, you know, and I like the flatness of Idaho.
That was a stretch, bro.
I love the beautiful flatness of Idaho.
Have you been to Idaho?
Yeah. Yes, wait a second. Idaho is, well, Jessica went to Idaho like 2 years ago and she was like, dude, it is beautiful here.
Now, maybe not Idaho I'm talking about. Where's Wise Guys
Indiana?
At?
Indiana? What do you?
You're talking about Omaha.
Omaha.
It's flat. Omaha.
Omaha. Omaha.
That's the most boring state to drive through.
Omaha is?
Nebraska, yeah.
It's pretty flat.
Oh, it's just corn for 5 hours.
But, you know, you have these, you know, ideas about, especially when you go to a red state and you think to yourself, like my brother always goes, Bob, is Texas scary? Because it's like a lot of white people with cowboy hats. It's like, no, dude.
That's what like international people think of America.
I know. It's like it's the opposite of that.
It's like an Asian hub, too.
I know.
Houston?
It's like so Houston. Fun and the people are so, the best audiences I've ever played for is in Texas. The most wild, you know? Mm-hmm. Their strip clubs are wild, baby, you know? I love myself some Texas. And, you know, when you look at, you know, like a political map, you know, it's red or whatever. It's like, I don't visit those areas, mm-hmm. right? But in the cities, man, love it's it. Fucking great. But throughout all my travels, I still miss LA mm-hmm. everywhere I go. Even Hawaii. I was just in Hawaii, which is... I had a mental breakdown at the fucking airport.
Why? Where? Oh, yes. You never told
Wait, tell
about
the story.
It. And it really wasn't your fault, my poor baby.
Yeah, but
does that have to do with TSA?
No, surprisingly not. Oh.
No, so I get a call. So I'm doing Magnum, right? I missed my first COVID appointment at CVS because I didn't have my car.
Well...
And so
you knew.
I know.
We got
just
into a big fight. Jules and I went rollerblading, and we took the car.
Yeah, so I couldn't
because he didn't tell me that his COVID test was not the ones. You know how they usually before he has to film, they usually come to the door and they swab.
So it's at CVS.
Yeah,
I took the car.
So she took the car. Couldn't make it. So
Rollerblading was fun, though.
So then I had to 2 days later take one, but it was like a little too late. I was flying the next day, so I didn't have the. So I would have to quarantine in Hawaii for a couple of days. Anyway, I go to the fucking CVS. I take the test. I fly to Hawaii, and as soon as I get there, it's like I'm pulled from. Like you get off the plane, mm-hmm. and they pull me aside and go, "Okay, so where's your
QR code? That one?
Yeah, because your QR code because you have to.
Yeah, where's all that? And I go, "What? I go, I don't know no code." And they go, "Well, where's your? You know, I mean, you to get on the plane to come here, you had to fill out that Hawaiian, you know, state, you know." Mm-hmm. I go. I don't got it, baby.
You thought production was going to do it.
Yeah. I got nothing. And then I just keep walking. Oh. You know what I mean? And they go, "Whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa." And they pull me another side. And they're like, "You can't enter without doing it." And the paperwork was, you know, so confusing. Then they had to call the hotel. But then I acted like a little baby.
What did you do?
I just said, "You know what? I'll just take the..."
"You're going to take the plane back home. Is that what you said?"
to them.
Yeah.
You had a tantry.
I had a little tantrum.
A little tantry.
Because I had to wait like an hour to do it.
Yeah.
And I had to admit, I acted like a little baby. And then I started going, "Oh, this sounds so miwo. We might have to cut this out." But I go, "Yeah, well, you know, I don't know. I'm just here to do a TV show."
You pulled a Reese Witherspoon and she got
Yeah. I pulled the fucking
Reese Witherspoon.
Reese Witherspoon.
Survival mode, bro.
They're like, "We don't know what that is."
Survival, bro.
They go, "We don't know what that is." I go, "Magnum PI, you know." They go, "We don't know what that is. We don't know what you are. We don't know what's going on. You have to fill out this stuff." So I did it, and then, I go to the hotel, and you can't leave your room for 2 days, which is fine by me because I had my PlayStation, so I played a lot of Warzone. That's it. I act like
that. He was a baby, and he called me. What did he say?
I don't remember.
Bebu.
Oh yeah, bebu.
Because, oh, hungry.
Yeah.
Oh, hungle.
Yeah.
I'm like, "Well, I'm in LA. There's nothing. There's not much I can do for you." He's like, "Are you sure?"
Yeah.
"I have nothing to eat." So then.
Oh my god.
I had to get a bunch of groceries delivered to his hotel room.
Yeah, that was really nice of her. They brought their groceries over, and but I have to say, shooting was just a fresh of breath air.
Mm. Wait. So I thought I had a breath fart. What did you just say?
A fresh of breath air.
A fresh of breath air.
Yeah, it was a fresh of breath air, and I'm just gonna commit to it. It was a fresh of breath air. And I really enjoyed it. Thank you so much. Yeah. What is it? The fresh of air breath? What is it?
A fresh of air breath.
No one tell him, please.
Yeah.
He'll get it one day.
I don't even know what it is anymore. He fucked my mind up.
It's a breath of fresh air.
Yep.
Okay.
It's a breath of fresh air. It's an air of breath air.
Fresh of breath air.
It's an air of breath air. Oh, anyway, it was really nice. We have an unhelpful advice?
Oh, I've got something first,
unhelpful advice, though, we wanted to play this clip from this episode. Is that correct, George?
Yes, I do. This is episode 15, 2 minutes and 30 seconds in.
Of Tiger Belly?
Yeah.
Tiger Belly.
It's near, my friend.
Yeah.
The end is near. Also, if you missed the last 10 seconds of the last podcast, which you did, Bobby, I announced that when we hit 500,000 subscribers, that Gilbert is going to allow me to perform a Filipino-style pulk circumcision.
Oh, really?
What?
Yeah. But like, because he named his, the other day he named his foreskin James Jonathan.
These are private conversations.
Is it Jonathan James or James Jonathan?
These are private conversations.
So anyways, RIP to Jonathan James pretty soon if we hit 500,000. And not only that, I'm actually going to, book style, so I'm going to put it on like a little wooden stick, babe. I'm going to hatchet it. And then I'm going to chew guava leaves. I'm going to shove it. I'm going to stuff his dick with guava leaves, right?
Yeah.
You have the
I'm
leaves?
I'm going to make him jump. I'm going to sit in the tub.
I'm getting hard from this? No.
I can't believe
rude.
I'm going to get to perform my first 30.
I can't believe at age 30 I'm going to have my foreskin off.
Gilbert, I'm not going to have you do the Glumco clamp like they do in the hospital.
So just so the fans know, our YouTube is nearing 500,000. We're at 490, I think, 95,000.
We used to have 100 listeners, no joke.
Really?
When I first started and when it was just us three, I uploaded probably like, honestly, 700 people listened.
Wow.
Do you understand how crazy our growth has been? That's
kind of fun.
It's really exciting. Thank you so much for listening, everybody.
Wait, but hang on. I really want to get to the bottom of this.
Yeah.
Gilbert.
Yeah, Gilbert's trying to change the subject.
Yeah. Oh, no, we're going back to it.
But Warzone is one of those games. Camaraderie, brotherhood.
So after the Pandy Gilb, can we take a trip to the Philippines and can I get like guidance from like a community leader there who does the pukpuk style? After, and can I circumcise you?
I am not close to the idea. I'm open to it.
Wait, but that's not true. You know what? I changed. That was 5 years ago. I no longer believe in circumcision. And I think that if you want schmegma under your dick, that's fine. Wait, let me rephrase that because I don't want to say that, really.
No, keep it in.
Can I at least, you know, at 500,000, can I at least see your dick?
Can I at least pull on your foreskin?
I've let you touch my dick.
No, but with the skin over the head.
Can I pull at your skin?
Can I see it?
Can you dock?
Oh, can I dock? Yeah, can I dock my penis onto your fucking...
I'll... Yes.
Really?
Yes.
And you think...
Is this instead of the circumcision? Are you trying to...
Yeah, I'll dock
all day. It's funny that you say that.
It needs to be held for one whole minute.
It will. And also, I'm going
to
do it.
I need you to fuck it, okay?
Yeah, but I have to get a little erect, right? Because you can't dock fucking...
I can dock. I can dock flaccid. I'm just saying.
You've done it?
Just saying I can dock
flaccid. It's better if he's flaccid, but I need you to fuck his foreskin.
I'm going to be fucking...
But I need you to pull on the foreskin onto your dick. Like, yank it over your dick.
All right, let's do it.
But I don't mind that because that's the power position. I'm encapsulating you. So
I'm technically, you would be the bottom. That's correct.
I
don't give a
shit. That's fine. As long as I can say I'm more masculine than Bobby for 2 minutes, I'm good.
You're trying to talk me out of it?
I'm trying to talk you into it.
I'm in already.
Baby, let's fuck.
That's not fucking.
I don't know.
No, that's like harboring. You know,
explain?
It's like self. What?
Explain. Harbor?
It's penis cuddling.
You're cuddling. You're like.
I like that.
You're cuddling my own dick.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're harboring me from harm.
You're breathing him in.
I'm giving you life.
Exactly.
Okay, I'll give you that.
Okay.
Right.
Let's do it.
So we're gonna
do
that.
You think your battery will be recharged after you dock?
Oh, when he sees me.
Do you have an unhelpful advice?
Yeah.
Unhelpful advice with Bobby and Kalila and George. Brad Pitt, Kimmel.
His whole outfit looks 90s. I love it. Sorry for the aggressive subject line. Tiger Belly, unhelpful advice. Hashtag kids. For a few podcasts now, I've heard Bobby and Cloud talk about this notion of kids not wanting kids to fear a possibility of passing a certain gene or personality trait, which I completely understand. I also understand Bobby is a bit of a man-child. Okay, I didn't mean to read that.
No, keep reading that part, honestly.
He's a bit of a man-child. However, I'm sure not just... but his audience has seen him grow over the last year with an addition of Juliana to their household. Now, this isn't to say he's a full-grown adult that Kalila would like him to be, but this definitely means that he is able to get there! Exclamation mark. But I'd like to focus on the first point. If one of my main concerns about possibly passing on certain genes/personality, if that's one of this person's concerns, what are your guys' thoughts on adoption? Should that be a real concern for him if he feels the same way? And should he just adopt and just avoid the stress?
I think this person has been misinformed. Bobby wants his own mini spawn. He wants a spawn of the devil. He wants his.
Yeah, I want to be like the Jolies and the Pitts. You know what I mean? I want to have some and I want to have, you know.
Mix it up.
I want to have, you know what I mean?
I'd be perfectly fine not having to see my DNA in someone else.
Yeah, I do. I would, you know, even watching The Queen's Gambit, I would love to have one of those.
What?
A prodigy.
What? A British prodigy?
You find a British
prodigy. Even if they aren't, we'd love them regardless.
Yeah. I just don't want, like, a Gabriel Iglesias without the talent.
What do you mean? Like a chick?
Just a fat, you know what I mean? Just a fat, sleepy, brown, you know what I mean?
That's so
First of all, kids don't come out like that.
They don't?
It's parenting.
Oh, I'm sorry. I love Gabe.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? It's just like there were times where I just couldn't look at him. You know what I mean? But so Is that wait, am I getting canceled again?
No, but why
I
mean, he, why
it's like I feel like when I
again.
I feel like when I say things, right? Yeah. You guys look at me like, why did you just say that?
Well,
I can't believe
I'm
you just
curious.
Said
that. I'm just curious. It just feels like there's resentments toward Gabe, but you love him.
I fucking love Gabe.
We should
man.
Have him on. I feel like you can say all this.
Oh, I can.
Let's do it.
I can have him on, you know, and I will have him on this podcast. We can get a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. My thoughts on adoption: 100% on board. Bin. That's
I'll
all.
Do,
I've,
I'll do it once we have our own biological one.
See, that's a problem there. Who wants to carry that baby? So who wants to be my surrogate?
Quinda?
Shandy.
She lives in the woods.
That's true. Good point.
Jessica said she would.
That's a good... ask Jeff.
No, Jessica said she absolutely would. It's just that I don't know if I'd feel so bad. I'd be like, fuck, I'm putting her through, you know, 9 months
we
of
we would pay
hell.
Her.
Any fans out there want to earn some cash?
We wouldn't pay Jessica. She wouldn't take the money. She would take
yeah,
the
yeah.
money.
Yeah, yeah. Any fans out there that want Kalila and I's baby, and we will pay you.
This is not how we do it, babe.
No, what kind of application?
What the fuck, babe? You know, that's like a perfect ransom movie. And they're going to run away with our baby, right?
Should we write this? This is pretty good.
And then
we can't have lawyers and sign a contract and all that stuff?
How's that? Is that going to stop someone from like taking a flight to...
We would fucking interview them first, right? And
well, there's an agency
vet them.
For that. There's an agency for that.
We yeah, well, we are randos. Okay, all right.
We'll have ATC be the agency.
But it'd be a fun, though. It still would be a fun...
No.
No, but just... No, listen.
No.
All right, we've had the singing competition.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm saying. We had the singing competition, right? So let's do one where... We're not going to use them, right? But let's just hear me.
My baby's life is not a game, and it's not a Patreon episode.
Yeah, it's going to be. Let's do it, right? A Patreon episode where people, like, you know what I mean, submit. It can be guys, too. It'll be fun.
Uh-huh.
If guys also submit, you know what I mean?
And what's the end game?
What about an essay? They have to write you an essay?
And just say, if in a different world, we would choose this person.
Theoretically.
Oh,
theoretically.
So we're not really giving
No, we're not them. Really doing it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah, let's do
that.
It. It'll be fun.
What kind of questions would you guys like them to answer?
Well, I mean, let me ask you something. When somebody is a carrier,
yeah,
right, do they pass on certain genes and traits?
Supposed to not.
Oh.
But then, like, I read this other thing... a long time ago that like theorizes otherwise. So it's, but no, like theoretically, no.
Well, then we would ask them, what are the, you know, how do you live? You mean
smoke?
Do you smoke? Do you do heroin drugs?
What's your day to day? How much do you exercise?
Yeah. What are your living circumstances?
Uh-huh.
What would you do to make our baby healthier? What regimens would you do during the day?
Big question is, have you ever been pregnant? And have you...
Right.
Yeah. You have how many miscarriages? How many live births? Those are things that are important.
What about
the
fun questions?
Like what?
Oh, fun questions. Okay.
Like, maybe not the scientific
method. Do you like Starbursts?
There we go.
Yeah, do you like Starbursts?
Mm-hmm.
Ask that. Mm-hmm. What flavor Starbursts do you like?
Yeah.
Do you vaginal exercises? Is that fun?
Kegel.
But if it's for men too, then the thing wouldn't apply.
Anus tension.
Anus tension.
Is that a real thing, Kalila? Please tell me.
No. Wait, I'm anus tensing right now. Yeah, I guess it is a real thing.
Anus. Yeah.
Do you have pucker my butthole?
Do you have anus tension?
Yeah. Maybe I can't think of any other questions to ask.
Well, figure it out, George.
Okay.
Oh, if they sing well, then they can sing to the baby a lot.
Yeah.
Good.
Like, you know, put like little, you know, headphones on the stomach.
Okay.
Yeah.
And play some kind of music.
Number one, I would ask too is, do you have a passport? Because if they do, I can't risk it. They're a flight risk.
Yeah, yeah.
I could take my baby too.
So we'll do that. What do you think? That'll be fun. The singing stuff though has been really fun to watch.
Oh, people are loving
it. Thank you so much for submitting those. We enjoyed every single video and we love it. And God bless you and good night.
Yeah, if you guys want to watch those, patreon.com/time. But also, just really quick, those people are good at singing.
Yeah.
I was actually kind of shocked.
Some of them are so good, so good. I'm like, I can't fucking believe it.
Yeah.
I love you guys. Good night.
We love you guys. You can follow everything Tiger Belly at Tiger Belly. Everything Bobby Lee at Bobby Live. Everything Kalila at Calamity K. Everything George Kimmel.
George_Kimmel.
He has so many podcasts he's producing, so stop hitting him up. He's too busy. You can follow me at Gilbits. Guys, happy holidays, slut family. Don't sleep on Tiger Belly Patreon. If you haven't watched the singing competition Bobby was talking about, you're really missing out. Episode 3 is my personal favorite. I'm not reading this from George's copy. I actually asked him to put this so I wouldn't forget. Did we already find a winner? I don't know. Give yourself a Christmas gift from you to you this season and catch up on all the classic content as well as vlogs from literally this past couple of years. And even audio content we did, geez, like 3 years ago, 4 years ago. So much stuff over there. So guys,
I forgot we have almost a year of just the audio just podcast, the, audio. The solos.
Solo audio, yes. So guys, check out patreon.com/tigerbelly. And thanks to our sponsors, Manscaped, BetterHelp, Native, and Mancrates. Manscaped is our best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Get 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com/tigerbelly. Join over 1 million people taking charge of their mental health by using BetterHelp. Special offer for Tiger Belly listeners. Get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/belly. Shop Native's holiday collection today by going to nativedo.com/belly or use promo code belly20 at checkout and get 20% off your first order. And finally, the easy way to buy a gift for your male companions, like what I'm going to do for George, your bros, your homies, if you will, is Mancrates. Now through December 23rd, buy one item, get a second item for not 1%, but 50% off at mancrates.com/belly. And to get your question like this person earlier, you can email us at adviceunhelpful@gmail.com. Send us something we haven't heard before because the chances you'll get your email read by me is very high. Once again, so that's adviceunhelpful@gmail.com. We love you guys so much. George, give us a good smile and wink to the camera.
Oh, that's so far away, but
bad time. Love you guys.